What I have come to understand is that building healthy boundaries is about getting back into integrity with ourselves, or maybe getting into integrity with ourselves for the first time. Many of us are focused on our integrity when it comes to other people, but we just throw our integrity out the window when it comes to ourselves. Building healthy boundaries is about building your own integrity, becoming whole, essentially, and getting clarity on what your values are so you can bring your behavior and your life in alignment with them is what does that.
Hi, I'm Barb Nangle. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Fragmented to Whole, Life Lessons from 12-Step Recovery, where I help people heal their emotional, psychological, and spiritual wounds and make deep, lasting changes in their lives. I'm the founder and CEO of Higher Power Coaching and Consulting. I'm a boundaries coach who specializes in helping women who are focused on what others are thinking and doing and neglect themselves in the process. And I have coached hundreds of people on how to build healthy boundaries using my exclusive Build framework. On this podcast, I share my experience, strength, and hope from recovery. I don't support or endorse any particular 12-step recovery fellowship, and I don't claim to speak for any particular 12-step fellowship. I also don't believe that 12-step recovery is the only way to recover. You might need additional help. I'm an avid beachcomber who collects sea glass, shells, wood, and stones. I am a formerly closeted fan of the Hallmark Channel, especially the Christmas movies. Hello, Christmas in July. I wear fingerless gloves from September to June because my hands are always cold, so I have about 15 pairs. And I get a huge kick out of counting how many days, weeks, and months there are until my birthday or Christmas at completely random times of the year. My hope is that you'll find my words concretely helpful in improving your life, whether you're in recovery or not. If you like what you've heard on this episode, please screenshot it and share it on your social media and tag me at Higher Power Coaching.
This is episode 247, 11 steps for how to build your own personalized boundary system, part two. This is the second episode of my 11 steps for how to build your own personalized boundary system. If you haven't already listened to episode 246, you should, because I covered steps 1 through 5, which are 1, altering your mindset, 2, developing empowered communication, 3, shedding your masks, 4, dealing with pushback, 5, recognizing who owns what. And now I'm going to go through steps 6 to 11. Step 6 is learning how to let good things in as well as keeping bad things out. I think most people are clear that learning how to build healthy boundaries is about keeping bad things out or avoiding bad things. But what they often don't understand is that people with healthy boundaries also let good things in, like compliments and praise and help and support. Most of us with unhealthy boundaries have been running around taking care of other people, running ourselves ragged, and we refuse help from other people, or even praise and compliments, because we're the helpers. One of the most difficult things for me in my recovery was learning how to ask other people for help. It was a really eye-opening and humbling process for me, but rather than going into that here, I'll put a link to episode 9 where I talk about how reaching out for help is my number 2 tool of recovery. As one of my clients said, boundaries are like a filter that filter good things in and filter bad things out, which I thought was an excellent metaphor. When you never let people help you, when you never accept praise or compliments from other people, you're keeping a distance from those people. You're not letting them give to you. And giving and receiving are how the universe works. There's always an up and a down, a north and a south, a cold and a hot, high and low, and there's giving and receiving. You can't constantly be a giver and never be a receiver. It's against the natural order of things. And if all you ever do is give, you will attract takers. Learning how to let good things in and keep bad things out is a big part of building healthy boundaries. Step 7 is building boundaries of self-protection. Let me introduce this concept with a quote. Now, I thought I understood this quote before recovery, but no, I didn't. It's a Chinese proverb that goes like this. It's easier to put slippers on your feet than to carpet the world. That's easy to understand when you're talking about the carpeting of the world and slippers. It's harder to do when you're talking about humans. What this means is that it's a lot easier to control yourself than to control other people or the world. Boundaries of self-protection are the slippers that you could put on your feet rather than trying to carpet the world. The world has sharp, jagged edges, and wouldn't it be nice to put soft, cushy carpet on the whole world? But of course, that's ridiculous and not possible. So instead, you should put slippers on your own feet. In human terms, that means there are going to be times and situations and people in your life that are going to trigger you. You cannot go the rest of your life without ever being triggered. However, you can minimize the opportunities for being triggered by putting slippers on your feet. So that's doing things like staying out of toxic environments, avoiding chaos, steering clear of loud, angry people, staying away from substance users, that sort of thing. So those are boundaries of self-protection. They're the slippers you put on your feet rather than carpeting the world. You can't stop someone from being a loud, angry person, but you can get some distance from them. And sometimes it's physical distance, and other times it's distance in time. That is, you spend very little time with them or very far and few between. You can't control others. You can only control yourself. Step 8 is boundaries of self-containment. These were by far the most impactful boundaries that I learned to set. Boundaries of self-containment are things that you either need to contain or stop doing. And I was astonished to find out how many things I was doing that were either creating chaos or exacerbating the already existing chaos around me. There were so many, many things that I was doing that I needed to contain or stop doing. I'm only going to give you a couple of examples. One of them is that I would give out personal and private information to people who didn't really earn the privilege of my trust. And that meant I made myself unnecessarily vulnerable to those people. I need to contain that kind of stuff. So I no longer make myself unnecessarily vulnerable or put myself in harm's way. Another boundary of self-containment that was really, really impactful for me was stopping the gossip. I talked about other people, which only affected me in that it created chaos around me and it affected my reputation, but it also affected other people by making chaotic situations worse for me and for them because I kept the controversy going. So I needed to contain that. I stopped gossiping, which massively reduced the controversy around me. If you haven't already listened to episode 12, Stop Gossiping, you should. I will link that in the show notes. And you'll see how profoundly stopping gossiping improved my life. In fact, I think of it as like having had a domino effect on a whole bunch of my defects of character. Now, those are just a couple of examples of the many, many, many boundaries of self-containment that I built. Step 9 is holding on to your property. Before I tell you what this is, I'll first say that the metaphor a lot of people use in talking about boundaries is the metaphor of property. So we talk about things like fences, gates, walls. And actually, one time somebody told me that my boundary was a firewall. And I think he thought it was an insult, and I was pretty fucking proud of it because it was clear that he got the message, you are not getting past this boundary. Anyway, the idea here is that you have certain precious resources of love, money, time, and energy, and those are your property. And that means you're in charge of managing them. You're in charge of the boundaries around them. So if someone is, for example, bleeding you dry of your money, it's your property and you're in charge of it. They're not. It's because you let go of your property rather than they took your property. You want to make sure that you are holding on to enough of each one of these precious resources of yours for yourself and not giving them all away to other people. What a lot of people with poor boundaries do is they deplete themselves of their precious resources such that they have absolutely none left for themselves. However, sometimes it's the case that even though they still have plenty for themselves, they still don't give any of that resource to themselves. So here's one example using the precious resource of love. Many of us believe in being loving, kind, generous, and forgiving to others. That's what I mean by precious resource of love. Yet we don't give any of those things to ourselves. So we want to make sure that we want to hold on to enough of all of these precious resources of love, money, time, and energy for ourselves. And if we feel like we're depleted, then we can remember, that's right, I'm in charge of that. I'm the one that has to put up the boundary so that I can hold on to my precious resources. Step 10 is aligning with your values. What I realized after I had built pretty healthy boundaries was that the way I figured out where and when to set my boundaries was by what was important to me. Now, I wish that I had figured that out ahead of time. It would have saved me a lot of grief. And that is why I have all of my clients start before we even begin coaching by identifying their top five values. I have them keep those values top of mind as they're going through my boundary building program. But then I bring up their values again when we get to the 10th week of our 12-week coaching program to bring it full circle for them, to remind them that this is how we decide where and when to set our boundaries. Our values, priorities, or ideals act like guideposts for us for when and where to set boundaries. This helps us ensure that we're living in alignment with our values. One thing that I don't think that I've mentioned so far is that it is really important, or one thing that is really important, is that what I have come to understand is that building healthy boundaries is about getting back into integrity with ourselves, or maybe getting into integrity with ourselves for the first time. Many of us are focused on our integrity when it comes to other people, but we just throw our integrity out the window when it comes to ourselves. Building healthy boundaries is about building your own integrity, becoming whole, essentially, and getting clarity on what your values are so you can bring your behavior and your life in alignment with them is what does that. And then the last step, step 11, is about the importance of connection. Probably a couple years after I had built healthy boundaries is when I realized just how important the women in my original step group were to me and my boundary building process. They affirmed me. They helped me think through what might be the right boundaries for me. They helped me process all those difficult emotions that came up when I was building healthy boundaries. Having said that, I also want to say that that's a huge part of what I do with my coaching clients. I help them deal with and process all the difficult feelings, typically of guilt and shame, that arise when setting boundaries. You do not need to handle all those feelings alone. Get support. So we want to make sure that we stay connected to healthy, safe, loving people as we're building healthy boundaries. And we want to remember that humans are wired for connection. And ironically, boundaries make us more connected to people rather than less. A lot of people think that when you build boundaries, it's like building walls between you and other people, but it's not. I love this quote. I don't know who said it, but it's something like, boundaries are the distance at which I can love both you and me at the same time. The reason that boundaries make us more connected to other people is that when we're honest with people and clear with them about what's okay and not okay, we've told them the truth. We've let them know who we really are. We're being authentic with them. So we get to have relationships with people as our actual selves and not some fake people-pleasing version of ourselves. Now, to be clear, it is possible that when you set boundaries with some people, you might lose them. But if that happens, what that means is that they're going to get out of the way of the people who like the actual you. And you will be more connected to those people because they'll see you for who you really are and be attracted to the actual you. Now, the last week of my 12-week coaching program isn't really a step. It's what I call building your personalized boundary system. This is where I take my clients back through the previous 11 modules to review, and we pull out what they think are their top takeaways from each one of these modules, and also what they think are going to be the most difficult things for them to do on each of those topics. I pull all those items together in a grid that I call a boundary system. It's kind of like a cheat sheet for them. So they have all this wisdom and knowledge and experience and tools that they've gotten over the last 3-month program in one document. It's their personalized boundary system. And that, my friends, is how I teach people how to build their own personalized boundary system. Obviously, there is way more detail than what I've shared here, because it's a 12-week program, much of which is tailored to that specific client. If this sounds like something you're interested in, I'd love to talk with you to see if it's the right program for you, if I'm the right coach for you, and if you're a good fit for me as a client. Go to barbchat.net and sign up for a 30-minute Better Boundaries call with me.
If you're ready to finally have an enjoyable, relaxing summer doing things you really want to do, instead of always following other people's agendas, I have some openings for private clients right now. If you are really tired of saying yes to things you really don't want to do and being overly accommodating to others, this is for you. It's time to start accommodating yourself. Maybe you're dissatisfied with your relationships and overwhelmed with all kinds of difficult feelings because of your interactions with others. If you'd like to get your life in order before the summer hits, go to barbchat.net and sign up for a free 30-minute call with me about my private coaching so we can get started right away. That way, you'll be done by summer. This is for people who are finally ready to make deep, lasting changes in their relationship patterns, including their relationships with themselves, their partners, family, friends, and colleagues. Go to barbchat.net. If you like this podcast, and I'm guessing you did, or you wouldn't still be listening, then you're gonna love the other things I have to offer. If you'd love pre-release podcast scripts and episodes before anyone else gets them, or if you'd love access to content from my private vault that I developed exclusively for my private clients, which is like having a work session with me without me actually being there, go to patreon.com/higherpowercoaching. There are 3 tiers ranging from as low as $4 up to $24 a month. You'll also love my weekly newsletter, Friday Fragments, which has content very similar to the podcast. You can check it out at fridayfragments.news. That's fridayfragments.news. Please like and subscribe to my podcast on your favorite podcast outlet. I'd also love it if you'd leave a review, which you can do either in the show notes or on Apple Podcasts. It really helps other people find my podcast so they can get the benefits you've gotten from listening. If someone came to mind when you listened to this particular episode, please share it with them. And my favorite place to hang out on social media is Instagram. I'm at Higher Power Coaching. Please DM me there. I'd love to hear what you got from this episode. I run group and private coaching programs on building healthy boundaries. Whether you need help with boundaries in your personal, professional, or romantic life, I can help. Head on over to barbchat.net, where you can hop onto my calendar for a free 30-minute Better Boundaries consultation. My ideal client is someone who is ripe for change. If that's you, I would love to work with you. My goal with all my work is to help you make lasting changes in your life, like I've made deep, lasting changes in my life. Remember, it's never too late to recover. No one is beyond hope, and healing is possible. Thanks for listening.